Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm being joined by first-year head football coach at Appleton Parkersburg. That's Jeff Pickna. And Coach Pickna, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Season is off and rolling here. First week of practices officially now in the books. I know you guys went to team camp here earlier in the week as well. Just kind of want to get your thoughts here as we start things off about the past off season for this team, this first week of practice for you guys. What do you like about some of the stuff that, this team has been able to get accomplished here throughout the summer as you get ready to get the season rolling here?
Yeah, so, I mean, we obviously, when I arrived, we introduced a new weightlifting program that's, not really what they're used to. Pretty, puts a lot of strain on them, but, high demand, 5:30 a.m. lifts 3 days a week. And we had absolutely phenomenal numbers all season long. 40 of the 54 guys were 90% or above all season, which is five or less missing lifts, which is very impressive. Probably what I'm most proud of. I think we're all most proud of as a team to this point. And then, yeah, like you said, we had a camp there in Parkersburg 2 weeks ago. We did junior high in the morning, high school at night. And then we spent a couple of days up at Camp Dodge doing kind of a camp style up there also.
All right, so diving into some things personnel-wise, I want to start on the offensive side of the ball here for this interview today. First of all, at quarterback, Benny Waller coming back. I'm going to be a multi-year starter at quarterback for you guys after starting in his junior season last year. Tell me about him coming back and kind of what you're hoping to see from him as he's got another year of experience under his belt. Certainly only can go up from here, I imagine.
Yeah, so I mean, just watching his tape and stuff, and based on what you hear last year, it's kind of hard to get a grab of what you think he can improve on, not being there yourself. But basically, what I've seen him, from the start of the summer to now, is just taking on a leadership role and really trying to be a leader and do the positive and right things. We recently had captains voted on by the players, and he was a unanimous vote. So they, they really look up to him, they look to him for guidance, and he's starting to turn it around and making sure that, he understands that people look to him and follow him and that he's portraying the right behaviors and doing things the way we expect them to be done so that the younger guys that are watching him can continue that when he is gone.
When it comes to the running game, you had three different running backs that got quite a few carries last year. Mason Prusner was the leading rusher last year in his freshman season. Also, Creighton and Devin Eberhardt got a whole bunch of carries for the team last year as well. That being said, tell me a little bit about the excitement surrounding the running game this year and how those guys can take another step forward here this season.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, again, being new to me, but yeah, those guys are a key piece to our run game. We have a couple other guys that'll rotate in there depending on the set that we're in. But we have a pretty older line. So we're pretty excited about what those guys are able to do. And hopefully they create a lot of opportunities for us to explore options in that run game with multiple people. But yeah, like the guys you just named, they've been super good up until this point and they've been willing to learn and, things being new and been willing to work. So, I'm not worried about those guys one bit. I'm very happy they're around.
You bet. And you'd mentioned it, but when it comes to that offensive line, some veteran presence there, what's that looking like for you guys right now?
Yeah, so we have a lot of guys that are on the line that they're not necessarily experienced in their positions or even at the line, but they're seniors, juniors. Some guys returning starters, Mason, Gavin Allen, guys like that, and then some guys that have switched positions to line or coming off injury. So, it's kind of just a learning curve for a lot of them, but we're doing it slow. We're doing it together. Some of those guys that are returning starters are really doing good at explaining kind of what needs to be done and how steps need to look to those guys that are playing now for the first time. So we feel really good about where we're at.
And then when it comes to the receiving core, looks like you got a fair amount of returning talent in that department as well. What's that looking like for you guys?
Yeah, just an unbelievable amount of receivers, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, we always joke around that we don't understand how, it got to that point at this school with Wing T, how everybody wants to be a receiver. But, we really trust our guys out there, too. Like I said, we have a huge rotation of guys out there. Stay fresh. A lot of those guys will also play defense, corner, defensive back, safety. So it's nice to have a lot of guys in there fresh, ready to go, you know, guys that can come off special teams and just fill and play where we need them.
And when it comes to filling some of these positions, just in a general sense, what are some of the biggest things you got to see from people in order to earn some of these starting spots? Obviously, all the different positions have their specifics, but what are going to be some of those intangibles that you're looking for as some of these position battles are going on?
Yeah, so I made it pretty clear from the jump that, you know, these positions, obviously people are returning that played in the last year, but no spot is filled. We made people work for everything they have. You know, obviously me being new, I had no recollection of what was going on. So it was really easy to gauge just simply off of work ethic and effort and what they're willing to do. We just preach all the time, doing things that are unselfish, doing things that put the team in the best spot, even if it might not be what you want to be doing. We've had to move a lot of guys to positions that they're maybe not used to playing, maybe not even be fond of playing. But, you know, a lot of the response has been, you know, whatever the team needs, whatever's going to put us in the best position, I'm willing to do. So we feel really comfortable and really good about who's in our positions because, you know, whether they wanted to be there or not, they're bought in and they're wanting to do for each other.
All right, just a couple questions left here for now. When it comes to your non-district schedule, you start off with a road trip to defending state champion Grundy Center. Host Dyke New Hartford, always a big one in week two, and then Garner Hayfield Ventura in week three. But holy smokes, what a start to the season it's going to be for you guys with the two teams that played in the championship game last year. Just kind of want to get your take on that that non-district schedule, how you guys are going to be attacking that.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, you know, I understand that that's kind of how it looks on paper. I understand the strength, and we, you know, everybody knows how dominant Grundy's been. Everybody knows how great Dyke's going to be, and they will continue to be. They have great coaching staffs on both ends. But right now, you know, considering the season they're coming off having, the last two seasons they're coming off having, we're really just worried about us. We're really worried about making sure that we're getting better every day, fine-tuning ourselves, making sure that we're being the most disciplined version of ourselves every day and try to put us in the best position to get, you know, close in on those games and you know, shorten that gap and get some wins under our belt. But we're not really worried about who's week one, two, and three. We're worried about getting to where we want to be and working to that every day. We're not focused on that.
You bet. And when it comes to these first a couple weeks of practices here for you guys, what are going to be your biggest objectives or biggest things you're hoping to get out of these early season practices? You know, whether it be, you know, team wise, getting some certain things squared away, or, you know, you settling in as a first year head coach, what kind of comes to mind there as some of those biggest things?
Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's with the coaches and the players, it's just setting the standard of what you expect every single day. You know, do you allow walking? Do you allow long breaks in between drills? You know, setting the standard and letting them know that we're there to work and get off the field, and we're not going to take breaks and sit there and just talk, and we're there to work, and everything we do is double whistle. We go hard, everybody to the ball all the time, just really emphasizing the difference in effort and demand that it's going to take to make these practices effective, going on a clock, going on a system that we're always moving. And you know, it's just a lot more high demand. And it's a lot, you know, it can be a lot for them, you know, if they're not used to it or however they're used to. But just making sure that they know that that's the standard. And when they don't meet the standard, not letting them fly under the radar and making sure that they know that, hey, you're not meeting the standard right now. Here's where you need to meet us at. And if not, that's a different conversation. But so far, kids are adjusting well. I mean, we've had to have a few talks, but that's nothing out of the ordinary. Every school goes through it. And like I said, they've adjusted super well, and the energy and the willingness to work and fly to the ball and everything has just been top notch, especially from what I was expecting.
All right, that's AP football coach Jeff Pickna joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time today, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this season.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you. Thanks.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.